So we'll pray. O God and Father, we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank thee that once again the gospel can be sounded out. It can be made known to everyone who will listen. And we pray that there may be something for everyone that, according to our need, particularly any who still as yet have not trusted Christ, the Lord Jesus, as their Lord and Saviour. We pray that this very day they would be helped by this message from thy word to do that, to make that great step of faith in the Lord Jesus. And we pray for everyone who's on here today, thy blessing upon them. We think of those who are going to do journeys. We think of Tien and to Jemima and Harbour as they would make the long journey to the Philippines. We pray that they will bring them there and back safely, and a good time of fellowship with their loved ones, and keep them safe, we pray. And we thank thee then for this time together as we continue now with reading thy word and preaching the gospel, that the name of the Lord Jesus will be honoured and glorified in the salvation of sinners. We ask it in his precious and worthy name. Amen. I'm reading two portions of scripture. They're both from the book of Acts, and I'll read them, and Raquel will translate. First of all, the one from Acts chapter 24, verses 24 to 27. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound.
So, sa araw na ito, ang ating babasahin ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng mga gawa. Ang ating unang babasahin ay mula sa aklat ng gawa, chapter 24, verses 24 hanggang 27. Verse 24, makaraan ang ilang araw, dumating si Felix kasama ang asawa niyang si Drusilla na isang Hudyo. Ipinatawag niya si Pablo at pinakinggan ang sinasabi nito tungkol sa pananalig kay Kristo. 25. Ngunit nang magpatuloy si Pablo ng pagsasalita tungkol sa pagiging matuwid, pagpipigil sa sarili at sa darating na paghuhukom, natakot si Felix. Kaya't sinabi niya, "Makaalis ka na, ipatatawag kitang muli kapag may panahon na ako." 26. Malimit niyang ipatawag at kausapin si Pablo sa pag-asang susuhulan siya nito. 27. Makaraan ang 2 taon, si Felix ay napalitan ni Porcius Festo. Sa hangad ni Felix na bigyan lugod ang mga Hudyo, si Pablo'y hinayaan niya sa bilangguan.
And now over the page to Acts chapter 26. And there we shall read from verses 27 to 29. Acts 26, verses 27 to 29. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And Paul said, "I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds."
At ang ating ikalawang babasahin ay matatagpuan muli sa aklat ng mga gawa, chapter 26, mula 27 hanggang 29. Ito ay patungkol kay Haring Agrippa. "Haring Agrippa," ang tanong ni Pablo, "naniniwala ba kayo sa mga propeta? Alam kong naniniwala kayo. Verse 28, sinabi ni Agripa kay Pablo, sa loob ng ganito kaikling panahon ay halos mahikayat mo ako na maging Kristiyano. Verse 29, sumagot si Pablo, maging sa maikli o sa mahabang panahon, loobin nawa ng Diyos na hindi lamang kayo, kundi ang lahat ng makaririnig sa akin ngayon ay maging kagaya ko maliban sa mga tanikalang ito.
A few weeks ago, when I offered a lady in the road a gospel tract, as she took it, she asked me some questions, one of which was, do you believe in life after death? It is a question that many people ask.
Nang nakaraang linggo, habang si Ken ay nagbibigay ng leaflet o pulyeto ng ebanghelyo, isang babae ang tumanggap at nagtanong kung siya ba ay naniniwala na mayroong buhay matapos mamatay. At marahil ito ang katanungan ng maraming tao.
It was really that subject which troubled the mind of the Roman governor Felix, of whom we read in Acts chapter 24, when he had to question the apostle Paul, who had been taken prisoner for preaching the gospel. One thing Paul said to Felix when telling him the content of the gospel he preached was that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust.
Ito ang mga bagay na gumulo sa kaisipan ng gobernador ng Romano na si Felix na ating nabasa sa mga talata ng Gawa chapter 24. Si Pablo ay nakakulong sa pagpapahayag ng ebanghelyo at ay pinahayag niya kay Felix ang nilalaman ng ebanghelyo na mayroong pagkabuhay na muli mula sa mga patay ng mga matuwid at makasalanan.
The next time Felix sent for Paul, he did so to hear him concerning the faith in Christ. Paul faced Felix with the gospel. There were three things which Paul included in presenting the gospel to him. These things were righteousness, temperance, that is self-control, and judgment to come.
Nais ni Felix na marinig si Pablo patungkol sa pananampalataya kay Kristo. Tatlong bagay ang binanggit o ibinahagi ni Pablo nang ipahayag niya ang ebanghelyo kay Felix. Ito ay ang pagiging matuwid, pagpipigil sa sarili, at ang darating na paghuhukom.
As Felix heard of these things from Paul, he trembled. Here is what Felix discovered and what we all discover about ourselves from Romans chapter 3, verse 10. There is none righteous, no, not one. And Romans chapter 3, verse 23 tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Nang marinig ni Felix ang pahayag na ito, siya ay natakot. At kagaya nating lahat, napagtanto niya na walang matuwid, wala kahit isa. At ang pahayag na ito ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng mga Roma, chapter 3 verse 10. At sa chapter 3 verse 23 ng Roma ay sinasabi, at ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
Felix wanted to arrange to hear Paul's preaching again at a time convenient to himself. But he let the time of conviction of sin pass by, postponing his need of salvation, and missed it. The convenience season never came for Felix. He never prioritized his need to be saved.
Ninais ni Felix na muling marinig ang mensaheng ipinahayag ni Pablo sa panahong nauukol sa kanya. Subalit ang panahong yaon ay hindi dumating. Hindi niya binigyang prioridad ang pagkakaroon ng kaligtasan.
On all the future occasions when he wanted to see Paul, it was only to try to persuade him, to bribe him, to release him. But Paul refused to engage in bribery to obtain release from prison. And when Felix finished his term of office circumstances changed and he left Paul bound. We never read of Felix ever being saved. It appears that he never ever took the gospel message seriously.
Sa mga pagkakataong nais ni Felix na makita si Pablo ay upang hikayatin ng huli na suhulan siya. Subalit hindi sumang-ayon si Pablo na magbigay ng suhol upang siya ay makalaya. At nang matapos ang termino ni Felix bilang gobernador, iniwan niya si Pablo sa kulungan upang bigyan kasiyahan ang mga Hudyong galit kay Pablo. Hindi na natin nabasa kung si Felix ba ay nagkaroon ng kaligtasan.
We are all guilty of practicing sin because we all inherit a sin nature handed down from Adam through the generations. To be guilty of sin is so solemn. We stand guilty before God, facing judgment in hell and the lake of fire forever. But 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4 tell us that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Lahat tayo ay gumagawa ng kasalanan, sapagkat tayo ay may makasalanang kalikasan na ating namana mula kay Adan. At ito ay napakaseryoso at naharap sa kaparusahan ng Diyos sa impyerno at dagat-dagatang apoy, magpasawalang hanggan. Datapwat si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan ayon sa kasulatan. Siya'y inilibing at nabuhay na muli pagkaraan ng tatlong araw ayon sa kasulatan. Ang mga talatang ito'y matatagpuan sa 1 Corinto chapter 15 verses 3 hanggang 4.
Today may be your last opportunity to hear the gospel call. Is it that you know God must punish sin? And that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for sins, yet you still delay and do not repent? Do not put the matter off as Felix did. As far as we know, he was never saved and went to hell. Paul warned him of judgment, and the thought of it made Felix tremble. So near to getting saved, but as far as we know, he put the matter off until it was too late.
Marahil ngayon na ang huling oportunidad na marinig ninyo ang tawag ng Ebanghelyo. Sa inyong kalooban ay alam niyong paparusahan ng Diyos ang mga makasalanan at si Kristo ay namatay para sa kapatawaran ng mga kasalanan. Subalit ito'y inyong ipinagpaliban at hindi nagsisi sa inyong mga kasalanan. Huwag tularan si Felix na natakot at nanginig nang marinig ang pahayag ni Pablo. Subalit ipinagwalang bahala ang mga bagay ukol sa kaligtasan.
The other man of whom we read was King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26, who was also called in to hear the case of Paul, of why he had been taken prisoner.
Ang isa pang lalaki na ating nabasa sa ating mga talata sa Gawa chapter 26 ay patungkol kay Haring Agrippa na duminig din sa kaso ni Pablo kung bakit siya ay nakulong.
Paul seized the opportunity to share to King Agrippa his own personal testimony of conversion to Christ, how he came to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, how that by the power of God, Paul was turned from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, and how that he received forgiveness of sins. People who are saved love to tell others of how they came to know Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Sinamantala ni Pablo ang pagkakataon upang ipahayag kay Haring Agrippa ang kanyang personal na patotoo kung paanong tinanggap niya si Jesucristo bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas, ang kapatawaran ng kanyang mga kasalanan, ang pagkakaalis niya mula sa kadiliman patungo sa liwanag, at mula sa kapangyarihan ni Satanas patungo sa Diyos. Ang mga taong may kaligtasan ay nasisiyahang ibahagi ito sa iba.
Paul knew that King Agrippa knew the Old Testament of his Bible. Because Paul asked him the question, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? And immediately gave him the answer, I know that thou believest.
Batid ni Pablo na may kaalaman si Haring Agrippa patungkol sa lumang tipan ng Biblia. Kung kaya't nagtanong si Pablo, Haring Agrippa, naniniwala ka ba sa mga propeta? At siya rin ang tumugon, batid kong naniniwala ka.
There are many prophecies written in the Old Testament scriptures that foretold the coming of the Lord Jesus into the world, of his birth, life, death on the cross, resurrection, ascension, and his second coming in glory.
Ang mga ito ay ang mga propesiya ng mga propeta sa lumang tipan, ang patungkol sa Panginoong Hesus, ang kanyang pagparito sa sanlibutan, ang kanyang pagsilang, ang kanyang buhay, kamatayan sa krus, pagkabuhay muli, ang pag-akyat muli sa kalangitan, at ang kanyang maluwalhating pagbabalik.
It is even possible for you to know verses from the Bible, and maybe you have memorized gospel texts. King Agrippa knew the gospel in his mind. He even went so far as to say to the Apostle Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. He knew how to be saved, and being almost persuaded, he knew that he ought to be saved. But he was not saved, because his problem was that word almost.
Posibleng batid o sa ulubo ang mga talata sa Biblia, kagaya ni Haring Agrippa. Sinabi niya kay Pablo na halos mahikayat mo akong maging Kristiyano. Batid niya kung paano magkakaroon ng kaligtasan at nararapat na maligtas. Subalit, ang halos ay hindi sapat at ito ang naging balakid kay Haring Agrippa upang magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
King Agrippa believed in his head that he needed to be saved. But he did not believe in his heart. He was not prepared to repent of his sin. He was not prepared to receive God's salvation, believing in faith that the Lord Jesus suffered on the cross, shed his blood to pay the price, that he could receive forgiveness of sins through the person and finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sa isipan ni Haring Agrippa, alam niyang kinakailangan niyang maligtas. Subalit hindi niya ito isinapuso. Hindi siya handang magsisi sa kanyang mga kasalanan. Tanggapin ang kaligtasan mula sa Diyos at manampalataya na ang Panginoong Hesus ay nagdusa sa krus. Ibinuhos ang kanyang sariling dugo upang bayaran ang halaga ng kaligtasan at kapatawaran ng kasalanan.
As with Felix, so with King Agrippa. Sadly, we never read that he was saved. It seems both these men thought more of their status in this world than preparing for eternity.
Magkatulad ang naging karanasan ni Felix at ni Haring Agrippa, nakalulungkot na hindi naitala sa Biblia na sila ay nagkaroon ng kaligtasan. Marahil, mas pinahalagahan nila ang kanilang mataas na katayuan sa mundo kaysa paghandaan ang buhay na walang hanggan.
As far as we know, Agrippa was almost persuaded to be a Christian, but eternally lost. And that being the case, in his sins, he will have gone to hell and forever in the lake of fire, with that awful word almost ringing in his ears. Too late to be saved. What about you today?
Batid nating halos mahikayat ni Pablo si Haring Agrippa na maging Kristiyano o tagasunod ni Kristo. Subalit walang hanggang nawawala. Marahil siya ay nagtungo sa impyerno at sa dagat-dagatang apoy magpakailanman. Marahil ang salitang halos ay patuloy niyang iniisip, subalit huli na upang siya ay maligtas. Paano kayo ngayon? Kayo ba ay may kaligtasan?
Romans chapter 10 verse 9 tells you again today that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Sa Romans chapter 9 at chapter 10 verse 9 ay sinasabi na kung ipahayag ng inyong mga labi na si Jesus ay Panginoon at mananampalataya sa inyong puso na siya ay binuhay na muli ng Diyos mula sa mga patay, ikaw ay maliligtas.
Salvation is vital for you. God loves you and Christ died for you. Please do not leave it a moment longer. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That is what Felix did. That is what Agrippa did. They neglected God's so great salvation and missed it.
Ang kaligtasan ng kaluluwa mula sa parusa ng Diyos ay napakahalaga sapagkat mahal tayo ng Diyos at si Kristo ay namatay. Ang aming pakiusap, huwag niyo itong ipagpaliban. Sa aklat ng mga Hebreo, chapter 2, verse 3, ay nasasaad, paano natin matatakasan kung ating pababayaan ang dakilang kaligtasan? Ito ang ginawa ni Felix at ni Haring Agripa. Pinabayaan o pinalampas nila ang tawag ng dakilang pagliligtas. Ito'y kanilang kinaligtaan.
2 Corinthians 6 verse 2, chapter 6 verse 2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
At sa aklat ng ikalawang Korinto, chapter 6 verse 2, masdan, ngayon na ang katanggap-tanggap na panahon. Masdan, ngayon na ang araw ng pagliligtas.
Before closing in prayer, I want to read John chapter 3, verse 16, and Raquel will also read it in Tagalog. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
At sa pagtatapos na ating mensahe sa araw na ito, ay ating basahin ang mga talata mula sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 3, verse 16. Sapagkat gayong inibig ng Diyos ang sanlibutan, na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na sinilang na anak, upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Shall we pray? God and Father, we have read some solemn words today about people's reaction to the gospel message and to the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom is the subject of that message. And we know that Christ has died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And many people, they may believe that as fact, but they've never applied the sacrifice, the work that the Lord Jesus did on the cross, never applied that to their own lives, their own souls. There needs to be repentance, turning from sin, and a conversion to Christ, a trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. If someone here today on the call has a problem with this and still delaying and just staying almost persuaded, or that this day may be that time they will take that final step of repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the most vital matter in our lives as to preparing for eternity. And whether we'll be in heaven or hell, and when life's journey's over, and our desire is that everyone who comes on this call will find thy salvation and will be saved and want to be saved and trust Christ as Lord and Saviour before it's too late. And pray no one will leave it too late, but we'll turn to the Saviour right now and trust him as their very own Lord and Saviour. Bless each one, we pray, that's listened in to that end for their soul's salvation. And those of us who are saved, that we may continue to rejoice and be thankful for that salvation we had. We ask these things, giving thee thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.